Hey, so it's episode 450. Not bad. Still not a good show, but you might hear my air conditioner in the background. I actually got up and went to the bathroom because I didn't want to turn the air conditioner off. Because it's just fucking humid. But if you hear it, sorry, but it's not like this is a technically good podcast. Content-wise, it's not good either, but I just talk into my phone. So I don't use, there's a lot of podcasts that have a studio, very expensive microphones, equipment, and I just don't want to fuck with any of that shit. It's a hassle, man. That was This Week in Jack, and we did all that. That didn't make it 450 episodes. Well, I didn't do that. Me and Micah didn't do that show every day, though. You know, do weekly, it takes so much longer to get to 450. I actually was looking at reviews of this podcast on iTunes. Thank you for the new reviews. There was a couple. And then I went to go look. I said, I wonder what the reviews are over This Week in Jack, because we haven't done a show in almost a year. And there was new reviews there. And one of them was just like saying how much they hated me. I'm like, the show doesn't exist anymore. Why do you... Chris thinks he's better than Micah, which I don't. Micah was there to be funny. That's the thing. The person that is like the main host doesn't get, is like the other person gets, is there for jokes. So there's like, it doesn't even make sense. But this person didn't like me, and it really hurt my feelings. You can't let that stuff get to you, I suppose, negative reviews of a podcast. Why would you do such a thing? Why would you go say, oh, this podcast, unless I was like some kind of alt-right, like racist person. I wouldn't even do that. I don't go. Who goes and just says, I'm going to write. But this person was a big fan of Micah, which is nice, but hated me. Said I should be replaced on a show that doesn't exist anymore, that I started. Everyone's entitled to their opinion. It does look like I'm going to Scotland for the entire month of August. Maybe I'll do a podcast every day while I'm in Scotland. I'll be doing a show every day while I'm there. But I'm waiting for the details to be finalized. But if any of you live anywhere near there, please email me, chris@chrislaker.com, and come to my show. I'll be doing Chris Laker is Dead, a different version than I performed and recorded to be released the day after I die, but this will also eventually be recorded and released the day after I die. But I want to make it better, because the version that I recorded, it's okay, but I'd like it to be, if this is going to be truly the last thing that comes out, I'd like it to be a little tighter. So I'll do it 21 times in Scotland. See how it goes. Let's look at the news. I'm not going to get into any of this stuff about the Supreme Court or whatever. Jimmy Carter delivers a new clinic to a small town that has been without a physician. Physician. There we go. Some say Jimmy Carter is the best ex-president. But it's nice to see that somebody that's a president can be pretty chill. Unbearable smelling passenger that caused plane's emergency landing dies from tissue necrosis. Well, that's not a good story. I just saw a horrible smelling passenger and I thought, it was going to be funny. And unbearable smelling passenger. And it's not. Sorry for that guy. Not only is he dead, he had to suffer the indignity of a plane landing because of his smell. Nobody's worried about if you're sick when you're stinking up a plane. They're just like, you smell, motherfucker. That's, rest in peace to that guy. I'm not going to look up his name. What, he needs his name be associated with his smelling so bad that he made a plane go down? Where's a good one? Okay, that's bad. A lot of ICE protest things. I don't want to talk about that. New bipartisan bill calls for Puerto Rican statehood by 2021. Let's get a new state, man. That sounds good. I love the idea of a new state. And not just chopping up an old state and saying, oh, no, it's Northern Colorado and Southern Colorado. That's fucking lame. Brand new state. And a state that speaks Spanish. Love it. You know, it's like up in Canada, they got Quebec, where everybody just, the rest of the country speaks English. You go over there to speak in French. And it's pretty fucking cool. Why not? I gotta learn another language. It's fucking hard, though. So that's not good. Oh, Supreme Court. A man who couldn't swim sacrifices his life to save a boy from drowning. I can't swim. I don't know. I could swim. I could doggy paddle. That's the way to go out, though. Hero. Save somebody from saving a child from drowning. Is there a more heroic? Well, yeah, I'm sure there's more heroic ways to go, but that's like an everyday one that you could. Maybe I should just go around looking for people in trouble and try to be a hero. I don't want to die, but when I'd love to have a hero headline. Where do you think people are most likely to drown, but not in the deepest water? I feel like that's where you can really help somebody easily. I don't want to jump in front of a bullet or anything like that. I guess hang around. Well, then you're hanging around water parks, looking at children. It's a bad idea. All right, I'm not going to be a hero. Unless, yeah, hey, if I see somebody drowning, I'm jumping in. They should have put the guy's name in the headline. A man. Say, Gordon Stevenson, who couldn't swim, sacrifices. Fucking say his name, Christ's sake. A man. This hero game might not be what I'm all it's cracked up to be if they're not putting your names in the headline. People are going to think twice about it. Like, hey, I could save this kid, but am I going to get the glory? They're gonna have to click through to the article? No one clicks through the article. They just look at the headline. Oh, that's brutal. It's a lot of violence in the world. Did you know that? Oh, you didn't need me to tell you about that there's a lot of violence in the world? US charges 601 people in healthcare fraud, opioid crackdown. Gotta what? Get off the opioids, kids. They're bad for you. That's all. That's my public service announcement. Say no to a non-opioid. Do a bump of cocaine or something. That's not good either. I know. I'm saying children should do cocaine. Adults should. If you want to, and you're cool. Ooh, knife attack. Jesus Christ. Something about a knife, it's so personal, that kind of attack. And I would think it's more, a gun, you feel like, oh, somebody, you get a lot of adrenaline, you pull a trigger, it doesn't even feel it. A knife, you gotta really get in there. And to attack anybody. But I don't know the details, I'm not clicking through that story. Let me find one happy story, and then we're out of here. Let's see, 143-mile-per-hour police chase posted to YouTube gets man 1 year motorcycle ban. That doesn't seem like a bad deal. And 143 miles per hour. I guess he was on a motorcycle. That's And then you post the video to YouTube. Because, hey, if you're getting chased and you're going that fast on a motorcycle, you better have a GoPro on your fucking helmet. And what good is that video if the world doesn't see it? And I guess he did so well, they were like, okay, we're not going to arrest you, but no motorcycle for you. You got grounded. It's like a parent's punishment. And a year. That goes by like nothing. All right, I'm going to get the fuck out of here. Thank you all for listening for 450 episodes. Or however many episodes you listen to. I don't fucking know. I'll see you tomorrow. We love you.